The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This P. Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Christ said, as it were, in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, so would it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They were following the evil ways of Satan, doing what was right in their own sight, had no knowledge of God, had completely forgotten God and His law, and were ignoring any warning of the judgments of God to come on them if they didn't change their ways. In Noah's day, no one believed the flood would come. In Lot's day, no one believed the fire would come down from heaven and destroy them. They were so steeped in the ways of Satan, so what God had to say didn't matter to them at all. Kind of sound like our world, our nation. We are still serving the false god of the earth, Satan the devil. We have never seen or heard of so much wickedness in our lifetime. The intent of the thought of man's heart was only evil continually in Noah's day and also in Lot's day. Is this world on that path today? In our last program, we talked about how it was in the days of Noah. Now we want to look at how it was in the days of Lot. Satan was very active back at that time, and he is today, my friends, and we need to realize that. And we need to realize who is behind all the wickedness and the troubles and the problems, sickness, disease, wars, confusion, that we see in this world today, and that we see in our own nation. Notice Genesis 19, beginning in verse 1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Now it's hard to believe that Lot would have been the only one sitting in the gate of Sodom, all out there by himself. Probably many other so-called fathers of the city were there with Lot. But Lot was the only one that had the love and the concern for anyone that would come in there, or for mankind, period. Lot said in verse 2, "Hear now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No, but we will spend the night in the street." But he insisted strongly, so they turned into him and entered his house. Lot had much hospitality there, much love and much concern, and he was the only one that showed that in this incident. Now, when you stop and think about it, they might have been afraid to offer any help, any assistance to strangers, just as you are today if you see someone broken down on the highway. You're afraid to stop and help. But Lot made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now, before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. My friends, notice that. The men of Sodom, both old and young. Whatever was happening there had happened to the old and to the young. Is that happening in America today? Is that happening in the world today? Are we all turning against God, old and young, even those that were born and came up in a religious nation when we believed in God? Verse 5, "And they called to Lot and said to him, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them carnally.' So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, 'Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly.'" Lot was the only righteous man in that city, and who knows what the population of Sodom was at that time. He said, "Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men." Lot made a terrible mistake by offering his two virgin daughters to save the two men that had come into him. Now, he may not have known that those men were angels at that time. They came disguised as two men, not as angels. Verse 8, "See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men." That was a terrible mistake that he made. since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof. In other words, Lot was trying to protect them. He thought they were just plain men, as he was, and he was trying to give them protection. And they said, send back. Then they said, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. In other words, he acts like he's righteous, and we're all wicked. That's what was going through their heart, their mind. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man, Lot, and came near to break down the door. How determined they were for evil. Sound like our world today, doesn't it? But the men reached out their hand and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door. A miracle from God is the only thing that would save Lot and his family at that time. Then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place. Well, just as God gave Noah's family the opportunity to escape the flood, he was giving Lot's family the opportunity to escape the fire of Sodom and Gomorrah and surrounding cities and all the plain. But they didn't take Lot up on that. Fortunately, Noah's sons did take Lot up on that, and Noah's wife. It says in verse 13, after they had told Lot to get his family and get out of there, for we will destroy this place because the outcry against them had grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his son-in-law, he seemed to be joking. In other words, to his son-in-law, he seemed to be an old fogey and didn't know what was going on, wasn't up to date, wasn't keeping up with society. Lot was concerned about his daughters and his sons-in-laws, and if he had any sons there, he was concerned about them and his daughter-in-laws as well. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters, who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. Lot went back and he told the two angels. He said, well, they don't want to go. They don't think anything is going to happen. So the angel told Lot, take your wife and your two daughters and escape. And while he lingered, you know, it really didn't get through to Lot as it should have. He took his time. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hands, his wife's hands, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, escape for your life, do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain, escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Then Lot said to them, please know, my lords, indeed, now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. Now, Lot wasn't 100% converted either, because he didn't want to do exactly what the angels had said. Maybe he was lacking in faith and was afraid to go to the mountains. So now this city is near, Lot went on to say. It's near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said to him, see, I have favored you concerning this thing also, and that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Now the indications are that God might have sent them to destroy that little city as well. But due to the fact that they allowed Lot to escape there, they didn't destroy it. But Lot didn't stay there long. He did move to the mountains. You can read that in the Bible. It says, hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city is called Zoar. Notice that. It says, hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. God was taking care of his righteous man there and trying to take care of his family. Now, how righteous his daughters were is not brought out. How righteous or how wicked his wife might have been is not brought out. But we do know that she looked back, and God had commanded them not to look back, and she turned to a pillar of salt. In verse 23, The sun had risen up on the earth when Lot entered Zoar. The word Zoar simply means little one. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the city, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now you would think that it would pay to obey God, wouldn't you? And indeed, it does pay to obey God, because there is a judgment coming, my friends, and God and Jesus Christ are already passing judgments on the world, and certainly on America, trying to get us to change, trying to give us time to wake up and see and hear and understand that we are living the way of Satan. We're following the God of this earth, Satan the devil. In Noah's day, everyone had corrupted his way. Lot's day, they were sexually immoral. Now that sounded like Satan had completely succeeded in taking over the mind of man. Noah's day and Lot's day, no one listened to the truth. And Christ said, as it were in the days of Noah, and as it were in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. How many is listening to the warning and repentance message today? How many is listening to the fact that the news is going out, the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of God, preaching a warning and a repentance message, and the fact that Jesus Christ is going to return and establish the kingdom of God, and that our days are short? We are in the end time, my friend. No good intent left in that tree at all, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It had all been corrupted. Man's mind had been corrupted. Well, what do we see today? Religion is corrupt. Politics is corrupt. Government is corrupt. Businesses are corrupt. Is there a sexual perversion? How many are willing to listen to truth, God's word, today? We get enough of most stories to make it look good. Sexual perversion is painted to look good. Satan painted his counterfeit religion to look good to Mother Eve in the Garden of Eden. Just tell one side or part of the story. Make self look good. Tell lies in the story. Where did this trait come from? Satan is trying to perfect his whole way in all human beings. Satan wants his mindset ironclad in you. And that's where the world had come to in the days of Noah. And that's where the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and surrounding cities had come to in the days of Lot. My friends, how close are we that today? Satan couldn't stand that. He wanted people to build his mind, his attitude, and his character. And he has succeeded, my friends, to a great degree to get that across, even in this end time generation. We've got to break off there, but we'll pick this up in our next program. We have a couple of booklets that you should read. The Devil, You Say, booklet number one. Booklet number two, Seed of Satan. My friend, you need to know what Satan is up to, what he has done and what he is doing, what the intent of his heart and mind is. All you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.